Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I am Mark the Q. I am your host. I am going to Throwback Thursday this week. I continue with my Thursday shows, and we didn't have a guest. And I really wanted to play this interview that we did about 5 years ago with Paige Hemmes. For those of you who don't know who Paige is, she used to be part of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And she, she's been doing well since the show has left the air. She has her own company. We talk a little bit in the interview about her company as a had helped done real estate and wedding planning, and we talk a little bit about that. I don't know if she's continuing to do that. I think she's also branched out into tools. We talk a little bit about that. We talked a little bit about her her book as well that came out several years ago, and she still, I'm pretty sure, is active as Habitat Humanity. She is an absolute great guest to have had the opportunity to talk to. Like I said, this is back 5 years ago, so this is back when Extreme Makeover was still going on. She was actually working on a project as well, so I'm hoping maybe we'll have to see if Paige will come back on and kind of give us an update on how everything's going with her. I mean, she seems very, very busy in terms of her Twitter feed. You guys can check her out at Paige Hemmes on Twitter and check and see how she's doing as well. Maybe I'll give you a little bit of update and kind of read her Twitter feed when we get back to me in terms of that as well. But without further ado, let's go ahead and play this interview with Paige Hemmes I did 5 years ago. You'll have a really interesting time listening to her. So here we go, Paige Hemmes.
And we jump right in.
Mad TV's resident impressionist.
Okay, hold on. I think we got Paige on the line here. Hold on 1 second. Paige, are you there?
I am. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay, Paige. I understand that you're in Tennessee right now doing a project.
Yes, yes. I'm actually at the interview location now, and we were really nervous. We were behind today, but we've caught up, so we're good.
Well, I mean, that leads me to one of the questions I think that actually my mom recommended I ask you, is that when you guys start building, is there any kind of prep time, as in did you guys lay the foundation a little bit earlier or get the actual plans for the house done before you guys start building?
We do. We have a couple of weeks, and when I say we, not us, we actually come, we roll up on the bus, and that's the first, we see the family, and the first time we see the plans, but we have an advance team that goes in ahead of us, and, we have to make sure that the county approves us, that all the neighbors approve that we're there, and that an architect can get started working on the plan of the house, and that the builder's on board to make sure that we can actually pull off this crazy thing that we do of building a house and a week.
Yeah, it is. It's been an interesting season so far, especially considering you got a lot of celebrities, hitting the set and being able to help you out. Was there any certain celebrity that you liked to work with this season, or was there somebody that you were really, really expecting to, somebody that you really wanted to be on set?
We had the first show that I did this season, although it won't play that way, the way ABC has them slated, but the first show back, I started working with Mary J. Blige, and she was on our first show, and I'm like, oh, here's this big star, and I love her music, and I was a little starstruck at first, and then, you hang out with them, you're working side by side, and all of a sudden, you're like, okay, this is my friend Mary, and we had so much fun together. I actually went to New York, and I got to see a little bit of what her organization does there, and that was just a huge treat to me. But everyone we've had on so far, we've had Ashley Tisdale, she was awesome. We had David Duchovny last week. This week we have Usher, which I'm so excited about. So we've had, so many great celebrities on, and we've got a few that we're keeping secret for the rest of the rest of the season, which I'm so excited about. For us, it's a treat. This is our seventh season, and we're changing it up. We've got this Get on the Bus tour, and for us, it's so exciting to do something a little bit different.
It's kind of interesting that the background that you come from. You were originally a wedding organizer, wedding planner.
Yes, I was. It feels like another life now, but I was. I was actually, I had a real estate business, and I was doing weddings also. So I had a little bit of both going on, and then when I got this show, I kept the real estate business, but I had to give the weddings up because, you know, the brides aren't very happy when you plan their wedding and then don't show up for the actual day. So I had to make sure that I got that taken care of. So I sold that business and just, you know, now, you know, it's been 7 years now that we've been doing this. So it's pretty crazy, a little bit of a life change.
Although there were a couple weddings on the show, actually, too, so.
Yes, so that was perfect for me. I was like, yes, I love this. And they're like, there's no way you can do, you know, pull off a wedding in a couple days. I'm like, oh, yes, we can. If we can build a house in a week, we can definitely do a wedding in 2 days.
Do you, were you always kind of handy? Were you always kind of a craftsman?
You know, I was. Even when I was little, I was always that type that was, you know, very crafty. I was making things out of popsicle sticks, and it really, it's not that much different. You know, now I'm just using 2x4s instead of popsicle sticks, so it's a little bit bigger. But, you know, other than that, it's kind of that same thing. You have to have that kind of crafty mind. And I had dollhouses when I was little, and my mom said it was so funny because I would kick all the dolls out. I would put the dolls in the hallway, and I would make furniture for the dollhouse, or I would rearrange it, or, you know, make little wallpaper for the dollhouse. So my mom's like, you know, you love dollhouses, dolls, not so much. So I was always kind of that tomboy who loved houses, and, you know, I was the type, too, that played with Tonka trucks. So I guess I was destined for construction.
I mean, that kind of also, in some of your side projects as well, considering you wrote a book about, you know, home repair and all that, you also have your own line of tools, actually, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, working on tools. Right now I have work gear for women, so I have tool belts and gloves and boots, and yes, I'm working on tools right now as we speak, but I think, you know, it's so important for women in construction to have the proper things. You know, when I first started, I had to buy boots that were way too big for me and gloves that were too big for my hands. And it's not safe. You know, at the end of the day, you need stuff that fits, especially when you're working with power tools. And there just wasn't anything out there in the marketplace. So I've kind of made it my mission to take care of the women in my industry.
Yeah, and are you seeing a lot more women going into the construction business or coming into some of the crafts work?
You know, I really am. I meet so many wonderful women out on the job site every single day. And two, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the women are typically in charge of the household. They're in charge of what goes in the house and how it's decorated and if something is going to be fixed up or not. So I see so many women who are realizing that they can do this themselves and they just need a little bit of encouragement, which I'm always happy to give.
What was your reaction when you got the call from Extreme Makeover to say that they want you on the show?
Oh, well, you know, I had done a show before that called Monster House, and that was a contestant show. So if you won their challenge, you won tools. And I did that, and we won the tools, and I was so excited because I had more tools to work on houses. And then they called me. You know, they were casting for Extreme Makeover. And, you know, it had never been on the air or anything. So I said, yeah, you know, I'd love to come down and interview. What do you win? I thought it was another thing where you, like, win tools. And they're like, no, it's not exactly like that. And, you know, I came in and interviewed with them, and they said that we're going to try to remodel a house in a week. And, you know, here I had all these projects going on that had taken me about a year and a half and, you know, at least 4 months to do a remodel. I'm like, okay, good luck. We'll see if we can actually pull that off. And, you know, we did. And it was so amazing back then. We started, first show I was on, we added 500 square feet to a house. And I thought, like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's huge. We'll never be able to do something like that again. Now we're, you know, completely knocking down houses and building 5,000 square foot houses in a week. So we've come a long way. But it's still, I'm still surprised every single week that we can pull it off.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, and like I said, there's a lot of prep work that goes in there, but it's just amazing how many volunteers you get on these houses and how fast you guys get some of these houses on there, which I think leads me to my next question. What do you think was the toughest build that you've ever had to do on Extreme Makeover?
That is an easy one. It was in New Orleans before Katrina hit, and It was just, we found now that it's easier to tear down a house and build a new house rather than try to restore or remodel a house. And this was a house that was built, you know, in the 1800s, and we wanted to restore it. And we had horrible weather. The ground there in New Orleans is, you know, I mean, the water table is right below. So all of a sudden you'd be walking and you'd be, you know, waist deep in mud. And we were really, really behind. And so we did not sleep. We stayed on set for 4 days in a row. And it was so hard. And I mean, but everyone came together and, you know, spirits were low, but because the community stepped forward and really helped us, it turned out to be good. But it was tough getting there, let me tell you.
Kind of on a side note, what was probably the toughest room you ever had to design?
The toughest. You know, a lot of times I feel like, oh, did I bite off more than I can chew? But probably the toughest. You know, one of the rooms I did in season 4, so it had been a few years ago, I did a Pirates of the Caribbean room. And it was right when the movie came out, and Disney sent us a bunch of actual stuff from the movie. And they sent me the sail from one of the boats. And this, it was amazing, and I talked about it all week. I'm going to use this sail. Well, the sail came, and it's actually the sail from a huge sailboat, and it was huge, but I wanted to use it in its entirety, and it ended up being so difficult, and it was just this thick, you know, material that I could not use in the room. And I remember at the very last minute just having to ditch that and do something else. You know, in the middle of the night, I'm scrambling for materials, and, you know, the bottom line is, you know, the American public would have never known, but I was just so disappointed that we had worked so hard to try to pull something off, and we weren't able to do it. I mean, the room still ends up, it was a pretty cool room, but if you knew all the behind the scenes, you know, you'd have been crying with me.
I mean, are we going to see any more, like, behind the scenes kind of footage coming out? I know we did them past seasons. I haven't seen it in the past couple seasons.
Yeah, you know, we did. We used to have a show called How They Do That, and it would kind of show behind the scenes and talk about what happened when the regular cameras would go away. But we haven't done one since, and it's been about 4 years since we did that. We love that kind of stuff because we can really show what's going on. But, you know, so far we haven't. There's no plans to do it again.
What do you think is harder to do, a boys' room or a girls' room?
I like them both. It's probably easier for me to do a girls' room because I kind of like live vicariously through these girls, you know. I'm like, oh, what would I have liked when I was little? And I try to make it come true. But it's just so fun doing both boys and girls.
And who do you think is the toughest, the hardest working person on set, do you think?
Hardest working person on set? Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I would, you know, and you mentioned it before, the volunteers that we get. But we could not do our show without the volunteers because we tried in the beginning. You know, before we were on the air, I remember going door to door asking people, you know, please come out here and help us. And, you know, please just help us paint. And, you know, the people would be like, yeah, they're the reason that we continue doing this and the reason that, you know, we're still able to do what we do is because we have so many volunteers. Anywhere from 1,200 to 4,000 people come out on each build. And, you know, there's only 65 of us that travel around. But if we didn't have these thousands of people that came out, we would not be able to do it. So those guys are definitely the hardest working on set.
Oh, any funny stories? Is there any funny stories you can think of from the set?
Oh my gosh, we have a good time. everyone is like a family, and we laugh a lot. And you know, the stuff we do behind the scenes is so much fun. Like last night, we had a costume party, and every single person, you know, whether you're the executive producer or big boss of the show, you know, down to the PAs and the volunteers, like people just got so into it, and we had so much fun. And I think that's what keeps our spirits up. You know, we're constantly doing stuff like that or playing jokes on one another and encouraging, you know, everyone to keep going because it's tough. It's a tough schedule to be able to pull off, and we all miss our families. We're all away from home, you know, for many months out of the year. And so I think you need to. You kind of need to rely on each other and having a good time as well as working.
And Ty seems very enthusiastic on set too.
Yes.
I mean he's the character on the show, really.
He is.
And I mean, it must be a hoop being able to work with him.
It is. He's so much fun. I mean, he is, you know, he's wild and crazy, but then he's also got this really sensitive, serious side that, you know, he really cares about these families and wants to make sure that they're taken care of and that we do the best that we can for them. So it's nice because it's a nice balance, and I think we can all draw from that energy, especially when we're really tired.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he always wants to keep the spirits up, you know. He always goes through the house and say, come on, people, let's get it done. We're going to get this done in 7 days. So he's
yeah.
a motivator of the thing, too. And Paul's the hard worker. I think Paul, to tell you the truth, watching the episodes, Paul gets so many different projects going, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you've come up with all these ideas, and you're like, can we pull it off in a few days? And you end up, yeah, sometimes biting off more than you can chew. Sometimes you're in for a long week.
Yeah, and I was going to mention to you, this is a question I really wanted to ask you, too, is if the Dancing with the Stars went up to you and said, would you want to be on the show, would you do it?
In a heartbeat, yes. I love that show. Yeah, I would do that.
I mean,
I don't know how good I would be, but I would do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it almost looks like a perfect fit on there, and you're part of the ABC family, so.
I know. So maybe, yeah, it might be a complete tragedy, but I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah. How far forward are you doing a lot of these shows? Are you doing, you know, maybe filming one in 2 weeks and then, you know, maybe a month later, that's when it airs? Is that kind of the way it's flown?
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks, our lead time from when we're done. And we film for about 10 months out of the year to make sure that we get our season done.
Yeah, and what do you do in your downtime? I mean, you're doing a lot of these projects and all that as well. I mean, is there any certain things you like to do in your downtime?
I, for the last couple of years, haven't had much downtime. I've been working, I work very closely with Habitat for Humanity, and so in between my time off, I, you know, make sure that I'm raising awareness for them and actually going to build and helping out. And years ago, before I was even on the show, that's how I learned a lot of the things that that helped me remodel houses. I remember years ago, I went to a Habitat build, and they put me up on the roof, and they're like, yeah, today you're going to be doing roofing. You're going to be doing asphalt shingles. I'm like, here's a newsflash. I've never done roofing. I've never done asphalt shingles. I'm like, it's easy. Here, we'll show you how to do it. And, you know, you learn so many great skills. So I make sure that I, especially with young women, I try to get them out, helping out on builds. If it's not ours, then doing Habitat builds. And then, you know, I don't know what's on the agenda next. I'm excited that I, you know, and I feel blessed that I am working, especially with the economy that it's the way it is now. And it's so nice that we still have vendors that are willing to donate stuff that we can still do the show. You know, we were a little worried that, because everything on the show is donated, we were a little worried that, like, I wonder how this economy is going to affect our show. But people have just been so wonderful and have been keeping us afloat. So that's good. So anything I can do to help give back, I'm going to.
What do you think is the most beneficial part of you working on Extreme Makeover?
I think it's just the amazing people that we meet. You know, it's the families that we meet that we're able to help. And, you know, typically these families have been through so much and have been through such hard times, yet they have this wonderful attitude about life. And, you know, they're not complaining. They're turning their situation around. And it's really uplifting to be able to see that. You know, I think we all get caught up in our daily lives and complain about the little things, and then you see this family who's been through so much and they're not complaining about anything. It kind of puts everything into perspective. And then also the volunteers that we meet are pretty amazing. They have some really cool stories of why they're there or how far they've traveled to be able to help. And that's really the treat that we get in our job.
Yeah, I think so. And all of you do such a beneficial job, and I think everybody enjoys watching, you know, people give back to these people that you know, are in a bad situation, that, you know, really could use a new house. And I think
yeah.
that's what kept the show going for so many years, and it's going to do that for so many years to come. So it's really great to see that you're giving back. You know, you have a big heart.
Well, I hope so. We keep our fingers crossed that we keep going for many years, just so that we can help more families.
Oh yeah, I think it's I mean, everybody just enjoys watching it, and that's what the benefit of watching the show is. And you know, it makes you feel good inside even after you're done watching it, and that's the feeling a lot of people need to have right now. So it's really great to be able to see that as well. You know, obviously PageHemmis.com. You guys can check that out. That's where you can get her book there. You can get the tool accessories there as well, and then hopefully we'll get that tool line going for you, Paige. Awesome, Paige. Thank you, and thanks a lot. And I hope everything's going great with the build. And again, you're thanks for all the things you do with these builds. I think it's just absolutely unbelievable. And like I said, we just cannot wait to see this show, especially the one that you're doing in Tennessee. Now that we know there's a costume thing going
yes.
on.
So, well, thank you so much.
No problem. We'd love to have you back on the show sometime down the line. But thank you for joining us.
That would be great. Have a great night.
You too, Paige.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was our interview from 5 years ago with Paige Hemmis, and things have been really rolling for Paige. I just did some research while we were listening in because I neglected to do that before I went. Some exciting news is coming out. She just relaunched PageHemmis.com, first of all, and some congratulations are in order because she is going to be getting married to musician Jason Short, and that's going to actually be airing on the Hallmark Channel coming up on Monday, June 22nd, so that gives me an excuse to get Paige back on. She's currently a designer, a carpenter, home builder, and all that as well, and she's a lifestyle expert for Home and Family right now, too. So she's doing a lot in her life as well. It's going to be great to be able to see her do all this stuff and kind of venture back into this as well. And like I said, her wedding's going to be and probably a lot of the background between her wedding and all that is going to be on the Hallmark Channel coming up in June. So we'll try to get Paige back on. I want to try to get her back on to talk a little bit about her life since the show and all that as well. She was such a great guest when we had her on 5 years ago. But you guys can check her out, PaigeHemmis.com. Like I said, it just got renovated. They're back. You can read a little bit more about what's going on in Paige's life right now. You can also follow her on Twitter at Paige Hemmis as well, so make sure you guys check that out as well. It's great to be able to see that she's doing so well since the show had been canceled. So very interesting to say that, at least, as well. Coming up, next couple weeks, so we are booked. We have executive producer and celebrity host Richard Oliver Jr., I believe. Hold on a second. And I actually met Richard at Sundance Film Festival. She is a part of the Indie Lounge. We ended up getting to talking a little bit, and I talked to him a little bit about his publicist, and we ended up arranging switching contacts, and they gave me a call and said, would you like to have Richard on the show? And I said, I'd be more than happy to. Well, so we'll be talking to a little bit of his show, a couple of shows that he's produced, including the Rhyme Impersonator show, a couple of things to do. So we'll have Richard Oliver Jr. on Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then I have Hope Flood back on. Her annual convention is coming up. Something that we've talked about in the past. She has a convention with premier comedians to talk about networking and really enhancing their career and all. I'm planning to have her on, I believe, a week from today. So I've got a artist that's a part of the iHeartRadio Macy's contest. We're going to hopefully have her on coming up a week from Monday, this coming Monday. And then in roughly 2 weeks and a half, we're going to have artist March Tomei on the show as well. So we're going to have a really busy, like I said, busy April. It seems like everything seems to kind of fall into place. We'll have some other guests lined up for May, so it's going to be kind of crazy. So make sure you guys check us out, VegasPodcasting.com. I'll make sure to update the site as it were. We're also on Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook, in Vegas, as the Twitter, so check that out as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys on 2 p.m. Eastern. Richard Oliver Jr. Talk a little bit about his works over in New York, including the impersonator show, the Rhymer impersonator show. So we'll talk to you guys next week.